All right, Maria, there have been some pretty tough economic conditions for the last year, year and a half. How is Arkansas performing in terms of the state of the economy right now?
Robbie, it's been really tough. It's a continuous challenge for us. The economy is not doing very well, and we would like to be able to go and get some decisions out of Washington so that decisions can be made by companies that are looking at Arkansas.
Now, the governor has said publicly on a couple of occasions that there are as many as 60 open files of businesses wanting to locate or expand in Arkansas. I got to ask, are you okay with him talking about this sensitive information so publicly?
Well, it has to be said because it is true. And I know I told the governor 2 weeks ago that it is a little over 60 open files that we have in the agency. But as of today, it is actually 73. So it's increased, and we are just working very hard and very diligently in trying to get those companies to announce or decide or at least continue with the project, discussing the project.
Well, Maria, if you could wave a magic wand and make one thing kind of happen to get some of these projects to close or make progress, what would it be?
Stability in our economy, message from Washington, D.C., about what the policies are going to be, and also at the same time be able to have a little bit of confidence in Washington, and there's none right now.
When you look around and see how some other states are performing, you still see Arkansas's unemployment rate at a 24-year high at 8.2%. You got several layoff announcements this week. Other states are in worse shape too, but how do you package that message that it's bad, but it's not as bad here?
Well, it really is not as bad here because our unemployment is lower than the national unemployment. And also at the same time, the most important message we have is that we have a balanced budget and we have no debt and we are not letting go of policemen and policewomen and teachers and nurses. And we have a stable economy, so that's really an important message that we tell our prospects and our existing industries.
Why is the fact that Arkansas doesn't have substantial debt, why is that a message to push with business leaders?
Well, mainly because it's important for them to realize that we are stable and that and it's really important for them to know that we have a balanced budget and that we do take care of making sure that we do not overspend in the state.
Well, there's been a lot of news and concerns coming out of western Arkansas and the Fort Smith region regarding Whirlpool and its troubles, the $100 million Mitsubishi wind turbine plant and its legal squabbles with GE. Are you concerned about those two projects?
Yes, I am concerned about those two projects, and we are certainly tracking it, and we talked to Whirlpool and we talked to Mitsubishi, and Mitsubishi is still on schedule. But yes, there are some difficulties ahead and the issues are there. But we are tracking it and we are talking to the two companies.
Now, are those problems that they're having, are they issues that you, that the state can help resolve, or do they have to be kind of worked out through their corporate structures?
Well, we are hoping that we would be able to also talk to the corporate. And we are actually, Robbie, we are talking to the corporate people. But obviously, these are business decisions of both Whirlpool and Mitsubishi, and we have to respect the business decisions, but at the same time, we need to go and give them our message.